I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless. List
too. Hi, Deanna.
Hey, Em.
I cannot believe that today we have a baby on our show.
Just a little bambine.
Just a bit. I mean, like a baby.
Like, I don't even know what direction our show is going in that we have an 11-year-old that's going to be on.
And I mean, I can barely remember what being 11 is like. Can you?
That's like sixth grade-ish, right? So I do have that.
I will tell you, it is my favorite age, not personally, but right. Like for people on this earth.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because it's the perfect age. It's like you're aware of the world.
Right.
You can talk about the war. You can talk about gun control. You can talk about crazy things. But you're still able to have fun. It's like you're right at that precipice before you get all self-conscious
right.
and weird and like think about boys or think about girls or, you know, like you're right there.
Right. You're like a human being.
But you're still silly and goofy, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I was a counselor at a camp and all the kids were 11 and it was just it's the perfect age.
I love that. Yeah, it's like a good, it's right before you kind of like
lose
deal with popularity and all of that stuff that can take such a turn.
And you know, as a lady,
right.
You know,
like forget about it.
At 11, there's something starting to happen.
For me, like I think I had like my boobie nubbins, but I didn't have that was what I had at 11. But I remember this girl was like, Darcel Battle. What's up, Darcel? She was like, Deanna, pull your shirt against you. You know, like she knew you had the nubbins. Yeah, and I did it proudly, not thinking anything. And she was like, you're getting boobs. And I was like, no.
Don't talk about that.
So
I
anyway.
Still have the nubbins. That's what I'm working with. Little
get
nubbins.
Get out of town.
Oh, okay, so yeah. Leia De Leon Hayes is coming on. She's 11.
She's 11 years old, our youngest guest to date. And here's the thing. She's the star of Disney's animated series Doc McStuffins.
Which I have heard about because my friends who have children, their children love this show.
It's so cute.
It's adorable.
And she's Doc McStuffins.
She is the doctor.
And she's going to come in and just be adorable and bring, you know, her doctor self in. I'm so excited. And you know what I'm wondering? If there's any way, because I know that she's, like, booked a ton of national commercials at her 11 years of age.
Which is insane, but yes.
Maybe I'll get some tips from her.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to not try to booking, you know, like, I'd like to book some more national commercials.
I mean, if she's booking those commercials, I want to get some financial tips from her.
Yeah.
Because she's sitting on a pot of change right there.
I like that we're going to bring her in and shake her down.
I want all the stock tips.
Right.
Let's get her in here.
OMFG! Okay.
Welcome, Leia.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.
No problem. I'm excited.
Oh, look at her youth. Oh. So much youth coming through.
I mean, you are our youngest guest that we've ever had.
Wow, I'm honored.
11 is pretty young.
Yeah. Pretty young.
Even you know it's pretty young.
It's pretty young.
Yeah. Have you ever done a podcast before?
No, this is my first one.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Firsts for all of us.
Woohoo.
So, you're on the show, Doc McStuffins. It's on the Disney Channel,
yes.
Right? Can you tell us a little bit about that show?
Well, it's mainly about a six-year-old doctor for stuffed animals and toys. And she's real loving and caring. And she has, like, a magic stethoscope. So when she turns on the magic stethoscope, her toys come to life. And if they're having a bad day or if they're sick, she helps them. So that's pretty much it.
That's so sweet.
And so is it always the same stuffed animals that come to life?
Uh, It depends. They'll have different toys come on. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. But there's, like, about five main characters.
Okay.
Main stuffed animals that come to life.
And you are Doc McStuffins.
Yes, I am the doctor.
So the doctor's in the house right now.
The doctor. Okay.
We're going to need some doctoring today.
He can fix us up. What happened when you got this role? Were you like so – I mean, I can't imagine.
Oh, my goodness. So the audition process was like pretty long. So I went in about 3 times.
Okay.
And it was so exciting when I booked it. And me and my dad made this bet and we were like, so if you book Doc McStuffins, mm-hmm. you get to go to Hawaii. So I was like, oh my goodness, wow. I got to book this.
I like yeah. your parents like don't play. They give you like a good.
That's the motivation.
Yeah. So a nice little present at the end of that rainbow.
Yeah. So I was like, I have to book this. And when I found out, I was so excited.
Right. Oh, that's so much fun. So what it's an animated show, right?
Yes.
Well, Emily and I were watching a little bit of it and it's so adorable. And we were like, you know what's really fun? It feels like a real cartoon. It doesn't feel so – it's not so slick and the animation yeah. isn't – You know, it's like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Right. The cartoons we remember.
Right. a little bit more jazzy, but.
I feel like sometimes these days, like, cartoons look a little like they're trying to be real or like, yeah. you know.
Right. It's just too slick. And, yeah. like, we were thinking it was so cute.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you have to sing? Does your character sing on the show?
Yes, ooh. I do sing.
You actually sing or they yes. bring in another?
Oh, no.
Oh, you can
I
that?
Actually sing, yeah.
Oh, so, like, what do you sing?
I sing Time for Your Checkup. We have about 2 songs on each episode. And, yeah, since I'm Doc McStuffins, I'm in a bunch of the songs, so I do
I
want to
hear that. I mean, I don't know if we're going to hear it. I don't know if you're up for that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
We're going to hear it tonight?
Yeah, if you want to.
From you?
From me.
Because you can do it.
I mean, yeah. if you can do it, we're going to listen.
I mean, I'm ready.
Okay, so I'm going to sing one of the main songs.
Okay.
And it's called Time for Your Checkup.
By the way, every single checkup that I have lined, like it's time for all dentists.
It's time
main
for the
doctor,
checkups.
All of the, like you're going to sing it and I'm going to be like, yeah, it is.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
We're ready.
We're ready.
Time for your checkup, time for your, I'm going to check your ears, check your eyes, find out how much you've grown. Time for your checkup, going to listen to your heartbeat, fix you up, ready to go. Time for your checkup, it's okay if you giggle, this will only tickle a little. Time for your checkup, time for your checkup.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! At the
That's
end,
my favorite.
With jazz hands, yeah. she did, everybody. With jazz hands.
That was so good and sweet.
I love the giggle tickle.
I know, like time. That makes me almost want to book these appointments. You know? It really does. It really, really does. That was so, that is you brought that to the audition, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Those magical pipes.
Thank you.
How creeped out, though, would you be if your doctor, your dentist, was like, don't worry, this is only going to tickle a little.
I'd be into it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
noted.
So, wonderful.
Thank you
for spontaneously singing at us.
No problem.
That's a professional. Look, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I know you've booked a lot of commercials, okay?
Yes.
What? I do audition for commercials.
She does.
Ooh.
And you know what? I'm booking some of them, but I'm not booking all of them.
Mm-mm.
And I know nobody's booking all of them, but I would love to be booking more. What should I do? Best practices.
What are the tips?
What do you do when you walk in there? Where's your mind at before you walk in?
Hot tips.
What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
I mean, we're not going to be wearing, but like what is your flow?
Okay, my flow when I go into like commercial auditions.
Okay.
Okay, I want to stand out from the crowd.
Okay.
So I don't want to be too out there.
I'm listening.
So maybe like some solid colors, but
okay.
still bright colors.
Yes.
Like purples, pinks, yellows, blues.
Okay.
Stuff like that. And then my mindset, I kind of meditate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, do we have like a mantra?
I mean, you can listen to your song, like your favorite song or something.
Okay, you get a pump up jam.
Yeah, a pump up jam, or even just Let It Go before you go in there. Start dancing.
Oh, just let your body go.
Get it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Don't be so stiff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you have lines, definitely meditate because you want to get into that character. And so that's the advice.
And then you just bring it.
Yeah. And be ready for anything.
Do you use the jazz hands?
Duh.
I got what? I got to be honest with you. Yeah. I have not used the jazz hands during commercial auditions, and that's where part of my problem is.
I'm
really getting clear on that.
I think if you walk in with your bright colors and the jazz hands, mm-hmm. where you're like, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Who doesn't want that?
Everybody wants that.
First of all, you're so beautiful and adorable.
You.
I mean, are you kidding me? Is there anyone people think you look like out there in the world? Like, oh, you look so much like this actress or or not really. You're just unique.
You look like Leia.
Yeah.
Well, they say I'm like, oh, you're Princess Leia because your name is Leia from Star Wars. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. You can put it that way.
So, okay, what does being cool mean to you?
Being cool?
Or are there things like, would you say, hey, I'm cool?
I think I'm pretty cool.
You are cool. I mean, we know that you're cool.
But thanks. Yeah. You're cool too.
Oh my, okay. Well, that is crossing the line, but we like it.
Her head is going to be so big.
I know. You can't give me many more compliments like that, but do.
So, like, are you in school? We always get confused. Like, do young people, in your position of starring in a Disney show, do you still go to school?
Well, we do go to school, like people who are in the business. Especially kids, but we're mostly homeschooled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm homeschooled at least.
Okay.
So what is that? Is that by your parents or so a teacher comes in?
My mom does it, actually.
She does.
And sometimes my dad, too, yeah.
Now, do you feel like you can get a lot over on your mom because she's your mom and she's not a teacher or she's
strict? She doesn't play any games.
She doesn't?
No.
She doesn't. Now, so how does she – you wake up in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and there's some school, but, like, how does it – can you be in your pajamas? Are you getting dressed for school? Like, is it official?
You know, I tried to do the pajama thing.
Yeah.
And I just feel too at home when I'm in my pajamas.
Okay.
Like, I want to get comfy, stay on the couch and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got to put some clothes on.
Right.
Start my day. And then my mom, she usually just picks out the books and the lessons I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's pretty much it.
Do you ever have other kids come join you? Or?
No, because, I mean, that slows down the process.
Good point.
The learning process.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like my mom was a school teacher.
She was?
But I feel like together we would have not worked out. Do you know what I mean? Like, she would have been frustrated with me and it wouldn't have been good.
Yeah. Anytime my parents even helped me with my homework, it was all tears.
Right.
All the time. Yeah. All tears.
So,
funny.
Does she give you grades?
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what we have. So, my mom, she kind of helps me with the assignments that I do weekly. And then every month we meet with a teacher.
Okay.
And the teacher grades my assignments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's about right. Yeah.
So, you kind of get a report card-ish every month?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you could say that.
Do you ever have feedback for your mother about how she can be a better teacher?
Sometimes, I guess.
You
like,
give a little feedback.
Okay, you don't have to be too pushy on this part here.
Okay. What is happening for the 11-year-olds right now? Like, do you get to have a phone? Do you
I see a phone. Is that your phone?
I got a phone, yeah.
You got a nice phone.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. When did you get that phone? So how old were you when you first got a phone, cell phone?
I was about 8 when I got my first cell phone.
And whose contacts are in your phone at 8 years old? Is it just your parents?
Parents, friends, because my friends sometimes have phones too.
Sometimes. Is that like an awkward conversation where you're like, do you have a phone?
Do you have a phone? Oh, sometimes I say, well, I have an iPad. I can send you my email. I'm like, okay.
Oh, wow. That's so sad.
I know. I need a phone,
man. Like, I can send you my email.
I can send you my email. That's like a sad moment, right?
It's like a ew.
No. Yeah, it's ew. It's like, let's get more direct than that.
Are you checking your email every day?
No, I'm terrible with emails. Okay. I'm not good with emails, but I'm great with text.
Text and emojis. Yes. And Bitmoji? Do you have a...
What's Bitmoji?
Oh, we may have something to teach you.
Ooh.
It's a fun app where you create your own avatar, but really you should have your mom or someone create it for you because you want to think you look one way, but really they're going to help you look actually like yourself.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Right? We learned that here.
And you can set – so they'll have like – cool thing. So it might say like cool with an exclamation point and your little avatar is doing this.
Oh.
You know, or they have holiday ones and
makes texting so much fun.
It's really it's fun. Is we it do better, it all the time.
Is it better than emojis?
Yeah. It's like, a next level. Next level emoji.
Next level.
Yeah. I mean, let me just get something for you just to we'll get your eyes on something. I mean, I feel like I don't have the most stellar Bitmoji, but you know, these are my Bitmoji is that on the bottom there that I
so they'll say things like TTYL or like bye bye in a way that you can't she's really into express.
It. They say holla.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to get you some of
those. Okay, that's like I first order this. Of business. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy we taught an 11-year-old something.
And they have Walt Disney ones too?
There you go.
Oh,
it's
maybe,
good.
I wouldn't be surprised if soon they have a Doc McStuffins.
Yeah.
Oh, they should. I love the inside
she's in.
Out ones.
All right, give me my phone back.
Hands off.
No, but those are okay. So, if you are there apps like what is an 11? What other than texting? Are there apps or?
Are you on social media?
Yes, okay. I'm on Instagram.
Okay.
And so you can follow me on Instagram. It's at official Leia D. Hayes.
Okay.
For the Deleon. And then for Twitter, it's at Leia Hayes. And then for Facebook, I have like a Facebook fan page.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw you ice skating.
I'm a fan.
Oh, girl.
I'm going to be a fan on your
it
fan
was really
page.
Cute.
And that's the same as my Twitter, which is at Leia Hayes.
Okay, so you have the basics, the hot three.
But if I want something fun, I'd go to like Snapchat. I love Snapchat.
Okay.
Instagram.
And how many how many friends are in your Snapchat world? And and how do you say that correctly?
I don't know. I think it is just friends because it's not really followers. I have like, it's all my main friends are on Snapchat. I don't really like replying to other people than just my friends. I kind of like to keep it private.
Yeah. You got your squad in there.
Yeah, but I will try and let my my other followers on Instagram try to see my stories and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, it must be kind of nice because as an animated character, people don't know you. Like, you probably have the people who know you from other stuff, but like, this is the biggest thing you've done is Doc McStuffins, I have to imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really big deal.
It's pretty big.
But you're animated, so it's not like your face is out there. So are you able to be kind of undercover a little bit?
I guess you could say that. I mean, it's definitely her. Like, Doc is the face of it.
Right.
But I do go to events, and I am Doc, like the voice of her. Yeah. So, yeah. I get out there.
That's so great. It's nice that, you know, you can, you know, sometimes if people imagine you in this big role, it kind of eliminates you from other things, but you have a lot of freedom because it's your voice, but now your face and your voice can be somewhere else too. Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I do like other on-screen projects too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
You can do voiceover and on screen.
I like it.
That's the dream.
So do you have any role models?
Role models? Yes, I do.
Who do you love?
Okay. Right now, I love Shailene Woodley.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, she is awesome.
Okay, okay.
What's your favorite role? What do you love her from?
Fault in Our Stars, I think. Oh, it was so good.
It was
and good. Divergent, the whole series is awesome.
Okay.
And, Shailene Woodley, Dylan O'Brien is awesome.
Do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, you don't know?
No, we don't know that.
No.
Oh.
Inform us.
Yeah, who is Dylan O'Brien?
Why should we care?
I love adventure movies, kind of like with a sci-fi touch to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in this thing called The Maze Runner.
Okay.
Maze Runner.
The Maze Runner, it's like a great movie. Okay. He's so awesome in it. And then the last person I look up to is Beyonce. She is everything.
She's like doing the.
It's like it went from jazz hands to the Beyonce hands.
Yeah, it did. Beyonce the,
put
hands.
A ring on it hand.
Yeah.
Well, who does? I mean, what's not to love, right? I mean, do you think of her as old or young?
She stays young.
She stays young.
She stays hip.
Right.
Yeah. I love Beyonce.
Yeah. Yep. I know.
That's just a teaser for a game.
Yeah,
that
we're
we going to
play a little
up.
Something called Old or Young.
Ooh.
Right. Where you're going to inform us. And maybe we should take a little break and come back and
we should.
And find out who this lovely 11-year-old superstar thinks is old or young.
Ooh, okay, I'm excited.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
O-M-F-G. Today's show is sponsored by Howl.fm. Howl is a brand new app and website that changes the way you think about podcasts. It's like Netflix, but for podcasts. With Howl Premium, you get exclusive access to dozens of original miniseries, audio documentaries, and comedy albums, all the archives from WTF with Marc Maron, and all the Earwolf shows like Comedy Bang Bang and How Did This Get Made. The Howl original miniseries are truly unique. For instance, Deanna and I have created one called OMFGI, where we take a deep dive into the look of whether or not millennials like to be considered heterosexual anymore. Check that out. And to celebrate the new year, the Howl team is organizing another giveaway for Earwolf fans and giving you the chance to win a two-night trip to LA for two, travel and accommodation included. During your visit, you'll get the chance to visit the Earwolf studios and to sit in on a recording of an Earwolf show. This contest is open to all Howl Premium subscribers that are currently premium or in free trial. So, whether you are Android, iPhone, or web user, you can participate. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years of age or older and a legal resident of the 48 contiguous U.S. or D.C. Go to contest.howl.fm to enter and for the rules. Get access to all this exclusive content on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for only $4.99 a month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. To redeem your promo code, make sure you create your account on the web at howl.fm and enter code OMFG at checkout. So go to howl.fm, that's howl.fm, and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium. OMFG!
We're back with Leia De Leon Hayes.
Boom.
Boom.
Oh, right. So 11 years old. The voice of Doc McStuffins.
No big deal.
Cute as a button. In
adorable.
Here wearing a t-shirt that says, I am fancy. Because she is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if I wore that, I could book some more commercials.
And I am fancy?
Yeah, like yeah. Just to let people know ahead of time.
You're like, no big deal, but a big deal is
right,
walking in.
Right, just get your minds right, people.
Fancy.
Get your minds right.
I like it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just curious.
All right.
To figure out. And this is your first instinct. Don't think too hard about it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wrong answers. There's only right answers in this game.
Okay.
We're going to throw a name at you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say old or young.
Okay. What if I don't know the person?
That's okay.
You can say don't know them, and that will mean something too.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Zendaya.
Oh, she's young. So young.
Okay.
Ariana Grande.
Young.
Zac Efron.
Young.
Oh, a little pause?
It was a little pause.
Okay.
Because he's getting older.
Right.
But he's still young.
Okay.
So he's on the brink, maybe.
He deserved a pause.
He deserved a pause.
Okay. Woody Allen.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. 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 I see.
Taylor Swift.
Young.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will Smith.
On the old side.
old.
I can't say young.
You can't say it.
You can't.
And if you can't, say it, you can't say it. Do you know what I mean?
Don't try.
If you can't say it, you can't say it.
I just
and you
can't.
Didn't say it.
I
you
didn't.
Said old.
What about Kim Kardashian?
Oof. Let's breathe through it. Let's breathe through it.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see. Okay.
She's,
She's.
I think she's young.
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, okay. I feel I mean, like that was not the way I thought that was
Okay. I think she's still on the younger side because still younger people know her.
Okay.
If you have somebody a bit older, you're well, like, okay, who's that?
I wish we had this, and I wish we knew her to send her that pregnant pause because she would be
spinning, losing her mind.
Yara Shahidi.
Oh, she's so young.
Do you know we had her on?
Really? She's nice. She's really so
have you
nice.
Met her?
Oh, yeah. I'm friends with the Blackish kids.
Oh.
So cool.
We are obsessed with her.
Ooh.
We are obsessed with her. We think she's like,
yeah.
She's amazing. Everything.
If you need a role model who's close to your age, yeah. She'd be a great one.
She was actually our youngest guest before
until you
showed
up.
Yeah. So that's a nice
take
person.
That, Yara.
Yeah. Yara, look. You're You've still on the young side, but
you're old now.
Oh boy.
Okay. How about
oh boy.
Makonnen?
Makonnen? I don't know who that
okay.
is.
Okay. Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. We never said this was gonna be easy.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan.
Do gut it. Instinct.
Gut just instinct. What
right
you
there.
Feel.
Instinct.
What you feel in your heart.
I mean, I think she's kind of older.
Okay.
I think she's older.
Yeah. Prince George.
Who's? Oh, okay. No, he's young.
Okay,
he
thank
is
God.
Young. That
he's
was silly.
That he's was super silly.
Silly. What about Sandra Bullock?
Oh, Nards. That's hard. That's hard. Okay. Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's on the older side.
Okay.
She's on the older side.
She is, for sure. I mean, yeah, that's right.
It's
yeah.
the truth.
It's the yeah. truth of the matter.
It's
Adele.
The truth of the matter. Adele is not old. She's young.
Yeah, she is yeah. young.
Yeah.
She's confusing, though, because that soulful
I
woman.
Know. Her voice makes me think that she's older, but I look on Wikipedia, she's not
young.
That old.
Like, I almost feel like Sandra Bullock is younger than her in spirit.
In
but,
a way, right?
You yeah. know, like, but she's not. You know, Adele is a...
Woody
like
Allen is younger than yeah. her in spirit.
She's just a young old. You
it's
know?
Like Adele has gone through a lot of
she's
stuff.
She's been through it already.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not. She doesn't have a fresh spirit, but we love her so much. Should we... round it out with something?
Sure.
How about Joe Jonas, just to find out? It's hard when she pauses, you know, because I feel bad.
Yeah, she's pursing her lips,
yeah,
you like, know, like she's really thinking
because I feel bad for Joe Jonas when she pauses like that, but like it's the, like it is what it is, you
okay.
know?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you about Joe Jonas.
Oh,
so I think
a story.
I think he's like old Disney.
Okay.
Not too old Disney, but like
old
Disney.
Disney,
but young him. So I think he's
okay.
young. I'll put him on the young side.
That
so just
actually
to
makes
clarify,
a lot of sense.
I actually might need it unpacked a little bit further. So he's old Disney, meaning he's like an OG of the Disney organization.
Yeah.
But he's young for human beings.
Yes.
Okay.
Like if you ask one of my friends, do you like Joe Jonas? They'll say, oh, yeah, him, he's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, young okay. people know him.
Great.
Wow.
That
I mean,
really
do you think
intense.
Do you think it's good or bad to be old Disney? Because that sounds like its own form of insult.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's old Disney.
Yeah, I know. We need to start like a chain or a hashtag on Instagram, old Disney.
Hashtag
Justin
old
Timberlake.
Disney.
Old Disney.
Britney Spears.
Ooh,
old Disney. Disney.
Old Disney.
Old like, Disney. Like ancient Disney. Crusty Disney.
Ancient Disney.
Nothing is worse than that.
No, it's like, I mean, this life is not easy, you know?
It's not, no.
Great. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. What is there like, are you into YouTube people at all?
Oh, yeah.
Is like your crew, the 11, do you hang out with other 11-year-olds?
Yes.
Just to find out. Okay, great. Just asking.
We're not sure.
We don't know what Doc McStuffin does, you know?
So, in her free time.
Who do 11-year-olds, who do they gravitate to on YouTube? Is there anyone, should we know of anyone that we probably don't know of, or?
I mean, girls my age probably gravitate towards more girly YouTube channels.
Okay, like for instance.
We mean like Bethany Modas of the world.
Okay. Bethany Moda.
Dark hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen her running around.
I had a phase with Bethany Moda.
Okay.
And if you're like kind of like really silly, still a girl. Like my friend is obsessed with Miranda Sings.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Okay. I know. I like her.
Yeah. What's her deal?
Her voice.
Oh, she's a singer?
No.
Okay, just the quality.
She does a character.
She does a character, but in real life, she can actually sing.
Can she?
What's her character?
Miranda Sings, but her real name is like Colleen. Mm-hmm.
So what's like, how does she have a funny voice? Or?
Yeah, it's like, I'll do like an example.
Do it.
Okay. Hello, I'm Miranda. You're so terrible.
I need to hear it again. One more time.
You have no idea how spot on this is. I need it again. Everyone, this is spot on.
Okay, go ahead.
Stop it. You're terrible. I'm Miranda. I'm the best as ever.
Yeah, exactly. I have questions. She's just a crazy character.
She's insane.
Is there any more?
Yeah.
I want more.
And she wears like a bunch of red lipstick over her lips.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And sweatpants that says haters back off.
Yeah.
Like that's
It almost feels like a Saturday Night Live character kind of deal or something like
that. Yeah, she's a caricature.
She's a caricature.
Yeah.
Poof, great.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
Do you think we can do the rest of the podcast as Miranda?
Totally.
I want to see her.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, cool. So as an 11-year-old girl, you guys are going to gravitate towards these YouTube people and whatnot. Is there any – like, because I can only imagine having an 11-year-old and feeling like, how am I going to keep them where they need to be on the internet? Just – you know, Disney, Doc McStuffins.
Not even old Disney.
New Disney.
Young Disney.
Young Disney.
Young Disney.
Miranda Sings. You know, just fun, no problem.
Yeah.
How do your parents make sure you're only looking at the good stuff?
On social media, you know, I mean, it's social media and it can be bad sometimes.
Yeah.
So they make sure to monitor it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure no bad comments, no haters.
Are you on like kids YouTube or
is there such a thing?
Kids YouTube? I don't know. I was just with my brother and he has
kids
and it was like, make sure it's on kids YouTube. But
I've never heard of kids.
Maybe that's something he set up. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Not sure.
So your parents, they trust you probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not going anywhere crazy.
No,
so it's just
okay.
Okay. I just want to know how you keep it because that World Wide Web is so crazy.
What's some of the best advice your parents give you?
Like for social media wise?
In anything.
Just in anything.
Do you like them?
I love them.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, they do happen to be sick.
They happen to be over here.
Super cute.
I mean, best advice that they've given me is probably just like with my acting and what I want to pursue in life, just to work hard and do my best and just stay humble and be me.
Humble is great advice.
Yeah.
And be you, I mean.
Be you.
You know, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys used to live in Texas?
Yes, we did.
So when did you make this big move?
Well, okay, so I've been kind of performing ever since I was about 5 years old, five, six. So I kind of love dancing and singing. Yeah. And I kind of got into acting from my school.
Oh, nice.
And they asked me one time to do the morning news, but it was like morning announcement, so I was super excited.
Yeah.
And that led into acting classes, and I excelled into, like, up there.
Right, right.
So I was like, wow, cool. I like this.
Uh-huh.
So we asked my acting coach if I was ready to move out to California. She was like, oh, yeah, you're ready. So I was like, let's go.
Oh, my
gosh. It kind of worked out because my dad's job was putting him in California, and that's what I wanted to do. So
So when you were like six or something like that, seven?
Yeah, seven.
So you moved out and then you had like, you did a couple TV things?
Oh, well, I moved out here at nine.
Okay.
Well, eight? It was eight or nine. I've been out here for about 2.5 years now.
Not so bad.
Not bad. It's not too bad.
Not too bad. Moving and shaking.
Not too mixed stuffing.
She liked it. <That's funny. laughs> She loved it.
Yeah, but I moved out here when I was about 8 or 9. And the first month I started booking like some commercials.
Wow.
Yeah.
First month.
I came out here in June. Hot. In July, I booked my first commercial.
I can imagine, you know, if I was your parents, I'd be, you know, it's a big move.
It's a huge
move.
That's
a big life move. And to be like, oh, are we doing the right thing?
Yeah.
That first month you book that commercial, it's like, okay, we're good.
Who for music, like, what are you into right now?
Like, what am I into?
What musicians?
Right,
are there songs you like or artists you're into?
Ooh, I like. Okay, so...
Well, Beyonce, no doubt.
Yeah. But I like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big fan of Glee.
Okay.
So
nice.
I listen to all of their soundtracks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Perfect. Cool. I mean, I feel like we did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless there's any other wisdom you want to impart on us, like maybe do you have a note for us on how to be a little bit cooler?
If you have feedback.
A little bit cooler?
By the way, I'm terrified right now, but yeah, give it to us if you have it.
Okay, let's see.
Ooh, I can't take it. I said we're open to feedback, but I can't take it. I'm scared.
You got to sit cool, girl.
Okay. Okay. Hold up. Since you guys like compliments, I'm going to compliment you on your sweater.
Okay. This bright blue sweater?
That's
bright
a good commercial. If she wore that for a commercial.
Can I audition in this?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah, thank God.
Okay. Yes. And that messy bun is on fleek.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was worried about it, but I really appreciate that.
We just tricked an 11-year-old into
giving us compliments. She's really nice, and I can breathe. I didn't know what she was going to give us. I was like, I may not make it through this, you know? Okay, so.
I knew she would do us right.
She did us real right.
Yeah. Did okay. You right.
Mm-hmm. So, where can we find you one more time? Give us all of the goodness.
Okay, well, you know my social media.
I mean, we'll take it one more time.
Okay, so my Instagram is @officialLeahDHayes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then my Twitter is @LeahHayes, and my Facebook is @LeahHayes.
Great.
And then... Yeah, I mean, you can see me on Doc McStuffins, and it comes on usually in the morning on Disney Channel, or if you have any young ones, you can watch it on Disney Junior. And
what
then,
is Disney Junior exactly?
It's like Disney Channel, but with more kind of young shows, like younger.
So is it a different station?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Disney Junior comes on Disney Channel only in the mornings. Because, you know, babies, okay, they wake
right
up, they do their thing, watch TV.
Right.
So. Yeah.
So it's fair to say that Joe Jonas would not be on Disney Junior.
No.
We'll never see him there.
Probably not. And also, Disney Junior is mostly animation TV series.
Oh, okay.
So, but you see every once in a while, like.
A human.
A human.
Yeah.
A human.
Yeah. Okay. So. We got all those social, we got the social medias, we got the Doc McStuffins, Disney Channel, Disney Junior.
Mm-hmm. And you can check out the toys. I have Doc McStuffins toys that I do, and my voice is actually on them.
Are we getting a little coin from that? Are we got a little something from that?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, but you can find them at like Disney stores, even Target
has
them. That's
so cool.
It's so cool.
Oh my gosh. Do you give them out to people like, hey?
Oh, my family members, we like sign them and give it to them.
Oh,
yeah.
So cool.
So sweet. I want to get one right now.
I know.
All right, well thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank
this
you.
Was a delight.
Thanks.
Thank
it was
you for
fun.
Being our youngest guest ever.
Woo.
And knocking that Yara Shahidi out of the slot.
Dethroned her.
Yay.
Thank you.
Okay. I think the most important thing we learned is that being old Disney is death.
I really feel bad for Jonas, you know?
It was a long, pregnant pause.
Those pauses for old and young, I mean, they said everything.
Kim Kardashian.
Pause. Heavy pause.
Like tumbleweeds.
Yep. And you know she would take it the hardest.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. She ended up in young, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
Most people did. She knew to be kind.
Lohan didn't.
I know.
Lohan sure didn't.
But you know what? She's had some very expensive years.
Right, right.
She has led a life of expensive years.
Yeah, expensive.
That's on that face of hers.
I've never heard that phrase before, but that's phenomenal. So I don't know about Miranda, but that was a delightful impersonation.
It's uncanny.
Okay.
How good that was.
Really?
Yeah, this child has talent.
She's got the stuff.
Leia knows what she's talking about.
Leia was so, and she's gorgeous and delightful and so cute. And her parents seem so nice.
Everyone was great.
That was fun.
Oh, all right, you guys. I am Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael.
Which makes me laugh every time.
One day you'll just be able to move right through it.
I can't.
Not anytime soon.
No, nope. It's like tap dancing. It makes no sense. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know what, guys? Thank you so much for listening to the show. We are OMFG at
OMFG Pod.
And you guys have just been a surprise and delight every week with your communication. And, you know, keep giving us those nice feedbacks because we love it.
We love it. Thanks for listening.
I'm in California dreaming about how we used to be when we were young and free.
OMFG! Hey, everybody, it's Paul Scheer. I have a podcast with June Diane Raphael and Jason Manzoukas where we watch the worst movies ever made, and then we try to figure out, how did this get made? Do we get answers? No, but I think it's a fun time. It's kind of like talking with all your friends after you watch a really shitty movie. Here, take a listen.
From what I know of tornadoes, they're wind, essentially.
Yes.
That's picture.
And what do you know of tornadoes?
Oh, I'm about to tell
June
you.
June was an amateur storm chaser. Go ahead.
Wind starts to sort of pick up dirt and debris, and it kind of collapses.
You know
in
nothing about tornadoes.
No, no,
and it forms,
no, no.
Keep, like,
let her go. Listen to How Did This Get Made on Earwolf or your favorite podcast app. We would love it if you did.
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop. Pop.
This has been a Wolf Pop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.